Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So it was exactly 5 months ago today that I started writing my book, Toilet Paper Math. And it's been a journey. I can see why people will pay upwards of $20,000 to have a book created and published for them. It's a lot of work. Not only is it a lot of work, but I had a lot of people working on it with me. I had a cover designer, editor, proofer, reviewers. I just had somebody write the foreword. It took me almost to the book was done to figure out who that was. So that was just completed last week. And this weekend, I spent over 8 hours just fixing typos and formatting errors and everything else. And the book had already been laid out. But it took a lot of work. But the key question you have to ask yourself is, when is it done? So today I want to talk about the difference between procrastination and perfectionism. So when we're looking at projects, or when we're looking at anything that we do, we have three core things. We have the big overall picture, the job. And then we have projects inside of that job. And then we have tasks to get each one of those projects done. So what I want to do is break it down from procrastination to perfectionism to get it done. So with a job, procrastination says, I got time. It's not due for a while. Well, it took me 5 months to get the book done. If I would have procrastinated, it probably wouldn't be done right now. Perfectionism says, you know, I need to create a Gantt chart and learn to use some project management software so I can kind of get all of this stuff organized. You don't need that. You need a piece of paper and a pen. You just need to figure out the basic parts. So the get or done thing is block out each part of the project that you need to do. You can't write chapter two until you write chapter one, right? So A leads to B, B leads to C, and so on. So you need to figure out all the moving parts of the job and lay those out in order so that you know when you have to get to the next step. So let's look at it from a project standpoint. Procrastination says, I'm not sure what to do first. Do I need to create an outline? Do I need a cover? Do I know the title of the book? You know, if I don't have a title of the book, I really can't write it. And here's the bottom line. Perfectionism says, I need to tweak everything. I need to have the book done and the outline done and everything else. You don't. Just start working on it. You can always tweak and do better. So the project get or done is do it. In the case of the book, I did it, I read it, I updated it, I ran it by a second set of eyes, and then I tweaked. So I would get each chapter done as if it was a project. Even the book cover was a project. I came up with a title. And then I started playing around with some ideas. And then I sent it to a designer, and she sent me version A, and then B, and then C, and I kept taking those different designs and putting it out on the internet and letting people look at it and vote on them until I finally came up with the right book cover. But that was get or done. Just keep working on it step by step. And then finally, let's break it down to the task. And the task is something that we tend to do day to day. So procrastination says, squirrel, I need to look at my email. I've got to check Facebook. Oh, I can get this done. Wait, I can't do my thing because I've got other projects to do. Perfectionism says, Maybe I could try another font or another image or something better, you know. You know, there's got to be a better way of doing this. The bottom line in Getter Done is build the template that you want to use and then start throwing things into it. The template of the chapters was basically break it down step by step. There's a template that I have that's built around laying out each one of those chapters. The more you can template things, the more each task can get done quicker. So that's the key. Just focus on getting the task done. And then go back and see how it fits into the project and how it is building upon that overall job getting done. So let me give you the big broad brush of what it's like writing a book. This is the way I did it, and it was a 12-step program. Number one, I recorded a chapter. I literally talked it in just like this podcast. Step two is I had it transcribed, and then I read it, and I updated it. I said, oh, this section needs to move here, or I didn't say this, so I was able to take my thoughts out of my head, put them on paper, and rearrange things. Step three was complete a section. This particular book has three sections. My first book had five, but I wanted to get a section done. Step four was to put it in some kind of form that I could get somebody to read it, just to make sure that what I was saying made sense. So I put it in front of a friend and they reviewed it. Then I went back and tweaked it a little more. Once that was done, I got to step five, and that was I was sending a chapter at a time to an editor. Once the editor finished a chapter, I went to step six, and I sent that chapter to the proofreader and kept going back five and six, five and six, five and six. Step seven happened when they finished a section. I took it and I imported it into my template for my book so I could actually see how it would look and what I needed to add. Like, for example, in my first book, I had baconisms. In this one, I had toilet paper math questions, and then I had to write those. Step eight was once I got the whole thing complete, I read it start to finish, just to make sure it made sense. Step nine, then, was going back and redoing some of the chapters that didn't necessarily flow as well as I thought they did when I originally wrote them. Step number 10 was compile the entire book and then send it back to the proofer and the editor again for review. While all that was going on, I also put it in front of a handful of reviewers who could read the book from start to finish. They, on top of that, found a handful of formatting or proofing mistakes that somebody else didn't catch. Step 11 was to take all of that and spend those 8 hours going through and making sure all the dashes and all the dots and the periods and the capitalization, all of those typos were done to the best of my ability. And then finally, I get to publish the book. I had to finish it. So now it's in the hand of the world. And I can guarantee you the world will come back and let me know, hey, you're missing a period. This comma needs to go here. They will help me find any last mistakes, and there's different opinions on what's right and what's wrong. But I can pick and choose to redo the book anytime because it's print on demand. So I can upload a new version of it without interrupting the ability for the book to sell and for me to sell it. So that, my friends, is how to let procrastination and perfectionism not get in the way of getting her done. Let me leave you with this final thought. Good is the enemy of great. Perfection is the enemy of done. Done is the enemy of procrastination. So get her done. So if you'd like to check out the book, Toilet Paper Math, go to notaboutyou.com. There you'll see a picture of the book. Click on it and you can download the first chapter. And you'll get a taste of what's coming later this week. Or, if you're listening to this later, go to Amazon and check out it and all my books.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.